been told that all organic food is non-GMO. Is that true? And if a person cannot buy all organic food, which of the ones should they absolutely avoid that aren't organic?
Thank you, Sharon. Great question. Organic products are not allowed to intentionally use GMOs. Sometimes there's contamination. On some occasions, there's fraud. But it is the category of food that is most trusted and widely available. They do not require testing to see if there's been contamination from genetically engineered sources. The non-GMO project has a little butterfly seal that does require testing to make sure that the production reliably achieves below their 0.9% contamination threshold. But if you get something that says non-GMO project verified, it does not mean that it's not been sprayed with Roundup. So you can get genetically a non-GMO wheat. Wheat has never been genetically engineered. Actually, it's going to be available this year in Brazil, unfortunately. Or oats. Oats are sprayed with Roundup very often, drenched in Roundup, high levels of glyphosate residues, non-GMO. So if you see non-GMO project verified on there and you taste it and you eat it, it might be poisoning you with glyphosate. Now, if you had to choose between organic seal and non-GMO project verified, go for organic. If you have both on the label, then you have the benefit of organic, which is not allowing glyphosate or Roundup, and it's not allowing GMOs. And with the non-GMO project seal, if it has any at-risk ingredients, it's been tested. And so that's actually the gold standard. Now, if you can't get organic, at least get non-GMO, and then learn to avoid the particular foods that have high levels of Roundup. If you go to responsibletechnology.org, you'll be given an opportunity to get a report which lists all of the levels of Roundup by food type. It has the food type, and in some cases it has actual processed foods by brands. And when you look at it, you'll realize that basically the grains and the beans are the big problems. Lentils, mung beans, hummus, because it's got the chickpeas, oats, wheat, some rice. And then it's also found in orange juice because it's sprayed on the floors of the orchards, and it's found in wine because it's sprayed on the vineyards. But you'll see relatively how much is there. And you'll get a sense that if you can't eat organic, you don't want to eat the wheat or the oats or the beans. And then maybe there's some others in there that you realize you definitely want, can't get organic, but you need to avoid the Roundup. As far as the GMOs go, we have a list also at Responsible Technology in terms of healthy shopping link that lists the GMOs that are approved, but also the derivatives of them. So soy and corn are perfect examples. They're genetically engineered, 9 out of 10. Their derivatives include things that don't have the word corn or soy in. So in processed foods, you can figure out which words to avoid if it's not organic. Now, if it does say organic on the front, then it must be at least 95% organic. But the other 5% has to be non-GMO. It might say 100% organic on the front of the package, in which case it's all organic. If it says on the front instead, made with organic ingredients, or made with organic soy, or made with organic something, then the entire formulation has to be at least 70% organic, but the other 30% has to be non-GMO. If you look at if organic is not on the front of the label at all, but you look at the ingredient panel and you see organic soy, fine. It only means that the soy is organic. If you see canola on the same packaging, that could be GMO. Because if there's no organic on the front, it means they might be using GMO ingredients, even if some of the ingredients are organic. So those are the four ways that organics are listed: 100% organic, organic, made with organic ingredients, or just on the ingredient panel, and you might read organic there. I hope that helps you in with your shopping, Sharon.
That was incredibly helpful, and not just a helpful answer, but what a great resource for all of us. And thanks for putting that all together for us. Really, Jeffrey, amazing. We're going to move on now to Laura. Laura, I am asking you to unmute. Let's see if that works. Hi,
hello.
Laura.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Laura.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to know, because first of all, I have zero trust in anything that's coming from the United States government right now, especially since I've read who's heading the USDA and the EPA and all this. I have zero trust that my government cares about anything except growing and making money for people that are in this revolving door from all these industries going into government. And so it's really frustrating to me. I live in New Hampshire. People are just working really, really hard. They don't have time to even learn this. The media never, ever says anything. So I guess my question is, if I got in touch with you, I work for a very small community access television station here in Mount Washington Valley. And my boss is wonderful. I interviewed Glenn Mercer. I interviewed a couple of other people. And would you be willing to do a little interview with me via Zoom for my local television station? Because the only way to get the public to know these things who are trying to make ends meet is to use every available tool and venue, writing letters to the editor, having speakers come and talk. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is people don't know, and they trust in a system that has betrayed them, and it has been betraying them for many, many, many years. Would you be willing to, if I get in touch with you, come in? I mean, you don't have to come, but just do a little Zoom presentation just to like open the door so people can start thinking about these things.
Well, thank you for that invitation. We actually have assets that make it even better. We have a library. We have the 16-minute film, Don't Let the Gene Out of the Bottle. We have a film coming out that's going to be describing the side effects from gene editing. We have a number of other films and interviews and panels that we've created that you can access as a library. So do get in touch with us at the info@responsibletechnology.org. And you can, I mean, my film Genetic Roulette was played over 300 times on local PBS stations, as well as in major. It was played on prime time in countries around the world. So we have things that are far better than just a Zoom interview. And I'd be happy to have our office give you access to those. And for the just everyone, we have a YouTube channel, and we have more than 100. I don't know how many. We have a lot of different footage there. I've been doing this for 25 years, so some of it's vintage and some of it's brand new. Now, as far as not trusting, the USDA is run by Tom Vilsack, who got Biotech Governor of the Year when he was Iowa's governor. I think he got it twice. And he is not the one generally that we rely on to be making the world organic. But organic standards have input from the Organic Standards Board and the NOSB. And there's been some fighting going on because a lot of the organic brands are owned by major companies that might be more motivated by the bottom line than the organic traditions. But I can tell you, we have been able to hold the line against genetic engineering. There was someone, I think he was the deputy commissioner or deputy secretary or undersecretary of USDA, in a hearing in the US Congress, talked about how organics should start to look at gene editing. And we put out a press release about that. they're trying to convince organic eaters that gene editing is safe and it's not really GMOs. So when they say that, it is good not to trust them. It is good to insist absolutely that organics exclude GMOs, exclude Roundup. In fact, it's important to keep organic standards as pure as possible. So we have a lot of power as organic eaters. There's a large number of us, and it's growing faster than other aspects of the food industry. So let's use our power. If you get a request for a petition or a request to contact your member of Congress, etc., that's one that would be worthwhile doing. And in the meantime, I do have confidence in the organic seal. It requires third-party verification from a non-governmental source. You'll see the certifying organization going with the standards established by the USDA in consultation with the organic community. So there have been small amounts of fraud. There have been levels of contamination, but it's still our best bet.